She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Now let's talk about the Cyclones. They are back in a bowl game this year. Of course, it's taking on Memphis in Memphis. Liberty Bowl next Saturday the 30th, right before the new year.
Yeah, that's an 11:30 kickoff. So, see, I know the kickoff times. I just don't give a crap about the Cyclones. I'd be lying if I said it. I read some message boards yesterday, and these Memphis fans are kind of jerks.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't like them. Huh. I didn't think they'd be a problem. I'm like, really? So I'm going to root for the Cyclones because of how they talk.
Wow.
They disrespected the Cyclones.
I didn't realize that the Memphis was such a football powerhouse.
Yes.
That they're trash talking.
I didn't know either.
I know. That's what I thought. And granted, it might have been six or seven guys in their underwear that weighed 400 pounds. One hand in a bucket of chicken and one trying to key in the word. You know? Whoever these losers are, they made me want to root for the Cyclones. So they did their job. But they just totally are brushing off the Big Ten and the Big 12. And Memphis is this rock star team. I'm like, what the hell is this about? You know? So, I said hell a lot today, and I don't think that's very good for the holidays. I apologize.
I'll take
it to what the holly jolly are these fat slob fans. So,
yeah, right back into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Go scratch your jingle bells and get off the computer, Sally. The Coach Weasel was impressive this year. I can't say anything extra nice about him, but he has created a team that has been disciplined and done well and turned it around, and he mixes up the play. You know, they mix up the plays. I really like what he did this year, and they actually scare me next year that they're still going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think the Weasel thing sticks, because I know you kind of named him that, thinking he was going to leave early, you know, a little success and out the door, but I don't know anymore. Maybe he is going to stay around.
I hope he does, and I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
And I'll just instead call him Coach Jackass instead of Weasel.
I was thinking maybe like Ferret or something like that, or Badger or Otter, but you went the other way.
He does kind of look like a varmint. We've talked about that. Okay. Although I'd love to meet the guy. And
know I'm sure he'd like to meet you, too. Find out who this person is.
I don't even want. I know I look like a mascot. They can fire away. That's fine. But onto the Cyclones and Memphis. The deal with Memphis is this offense is unreal, fun to watch. Passes like they're running games mediocre, but these guys air it out. They're favored by 3.5. Iowa State has, you know, obviously great receivers, too. Memphis has been last four bowls, and they've won some big games. They beat UCLA and Houston. I think that Iowa State has obviously had some good games, but Memphis reminds me of Oklahoma State. And Iowa State struggled against them, and that's kind of what I'm seeing. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. They need to get Montgomery going. They need to, you know, throw in some trick plays like they do. And I'm afraid that their excited little Cyclone bowl trip is going to, I just think it's going to suck. But I did hear the weather's bad. That could change things. So if you're driving down there, check the forecast. But the Cyclones are going to lose to Memphis 38-34.
So the fat trolls are right?
Oh, my God, they are. The fat trolls. I love it. That's the name of my fantasy football team next year, the fat trolls.
All right, Mal has picked the Hawkeyes to beat Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl, and she's going with Memphis over the Cyclones in the Liberty Bowl. You have a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Mal. We love you and love talking to you. You take care, all right?
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year. And
Mal.
Enjoy your puppy, Ken.
I already am. He already has me hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, loving Bert. Thanks, Mal. See ya.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.